Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I guess I'm always wanting to help other people, you know.
Kwento ng pakikipagsapalaran, hamon at tagumpay. Ito ang Pinoy's in Australia.
So I've done a lot of volunteer prior to starting the business and the Philippines and overseas. Kaya when this opportunity comes up, talagang I jump kasi sabi ko, this one, yeah, early childhood is nice and I loved it for that 19 years. Pero this one is a different because it's actually giving opportunity to others wanting to have their lives better.
Pagtulong sa kapwa at magkaroon ng komportabling buhay, ito ang nag-udyok kay Josh Pulaya Vizcarra, natubong General Santos City, na mag-iba ng career mula sa pagiging early childhood teacher ng halos 20 dekada. Naging franchisee ng Jim's Cleaning Business sa Ruti Hill dito sa Sydney. Ngayon, siya na ang may-ari at regional manager ng Jim's Cleaning, Tasmania. Kwento ni Josh, hindi naging madali ang prosesong ito. Marami siyang isinaalang-alang sa buhay.
You know, in the beginning it was sad to leave, you know, the childcare industry. Pero ang pinaka-bottom line talaga why we jump into the cleaning business is yung pag-pick up talaga, yung time factor ng pag-pick up ng mga bata. So it has changed na you are the boss of your business, walang staff na kailangan mo pakisamahan. It's just the time, really, the factor. And then in terms of financials, it made a big difference now, especially with 50 franchises across Tasmania. So definitely has changed and definitely walang regret talaga. And to see na, you know, marami sa mga franchises now are, you know, buying their houses and really has changed yung life, yung opportunity, yung lifestyle nila. That's the biggest, you know, achievement that I could have.
Napagtanto kasi niya na sa bago niyang karera, mas marami ang natutulungan, kasama pa ang kababayang nakatira sa Tasmania.
So I support, I do everything na for them to start. Kasi kung sa childcare lang ako nagstay, yun lang yun para lang sa family namin and then we come. But this now is, you know, it's a great experience. And I've said, you know, 50 families now that I coach and support to make it sure that they, you know, the promise that we have with Jim's that they will have a better lifestyle, ma-achieve nila. And I am so proud to say na dati for many years, isa lang yung Filipino na franchisee. And now we have 11. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm really happy.
Ibinahagi din nito na talagang hands-on siya sa negosyo, lalo na noong nagsisimula pa lang. Sa ngayon, mula sa 9 na mga franchisee noong 2017, sa unang 6 na buwan itong taong 2024, mayroon na itong 50 franchisee.
Hands-on. Kasi talaga na nagsimula ako sa Sydney and it was hard because lalo na sa atin, ano, it's like pag sinabing cleaner, parang baba ng tingin, no? I mean, I'm not sure if that has changed, pero way back, ganun pa rin ang tingin. So, hands-on ako talaga. Minsan nga, for me to win the job, kasi part yun, no, na you have to go do the quotation and it can be commercial, it can be yung domestic. So talagang minsan sasabihin ko sa husband ko pagbalik ko when I won the job, sabi ko, ano nga bang mukha ng cleaner? Kasi when every time I go and see the client, I will say, oh Josh, when are you sending the cleaner? And kasi naka-business uniform ako eh. And then sabi ko, no, I'm the cleaner. So medyo na ano sila. Kaya that's what I always say to the franchises, that when you go and see the clients, act as a business owner because you are a business owner, not just a cleaner. So true, kinabahan din ako when I started. Kasi yes, I know how to clean the house, but to, you know, to do it as a business, it's a totally different ballgame, diba? Pero lahat naman yan, may training, may ganon. So We're just so happy na nabigyan ng ganito na ano, kahit na sa Sydney naging trainer din ako, mm-hmm. na gusto mag-join ng gym. So now I don't do the training. I have number of 4 or 5 trainers in Tasmania.
Sabi ni Josh, bilang franchisor sa ganitong negosyo, kinakailangang may puso ka sa iyong ginagawa dahil inaalalayan mo ang pagsisimula ng mga bagong negosyante na abutin din ang kanilang pangarap sa buhay.
From day one, lahat ng registration ng business nila, I really do everything. Like yung pag-training nila sa Melbourne, training nila dito sa Tasmania, pag-supply ng mga gamit, uniforms, business cards, like everything. Oh, para wow. for them to start. And then I do like yung mga ano nila, profile ng business, para meron na, you know, they can access their, yung system namin, yung email address nila, lahat-lahat yon, I do it all.
At dahil sa isla ng Tasmania nakatira si Josh, kasama ang kanyang asawa at dalawang anak, plus factor na umano ang magagandang tanawin sa lugar.
Favorite ko talaga yung Bruny Island, yung sa Northwest, yung Bay of Fires. Actually, kahit naman saan, pagdating sa Hobart, dinadala namin sila yun nga sa Mount Wellington, sa Bruny Island, you know, yung mga places ba na talaga ang gaganda. Parang naka-3D. we go there often, even for us, the family, para mag-ano pa ba, yung kumbaga, busy na ang Hobart sa trabaho, you need to chill. So we go kind of northwest, we go to, you know, to the north, like Launceston, even Devonport. It really is beautiful. You need to come to believe it.
Si Josh ay ang kasalukuyan at ilang taon na ding naninilbihan bilang presidente ng Philippines-Australia Community of Tasmania o PACT Inc. Layunin ng grupo na i-promote at maipreserba ang kulturang Pilipino at higit sa lahat, magbigay ng tulong para sa mga bagong dating sa Tasmania. Kwento niya, lumalaki na ang populasyon ng mga Pinoy sa lugar. Sa katunayan, mismong mga employer sa Tasmania ang nakikipag-ugnayan sa grupo para sa mga bagong Pinoy na dumarating.
I guess now that the businesses are contacting us, para tinanong ko actually sila kung why they, you know, contact us, and sabi nila we really want the skilled, you know, workers coming from the Philippines to stay and to stay longer with us. Kasi, you know, and they would be happy to be here kung hindi nila masyadong mamimiss yung Philippines, na meron pala mga Pilipino dito, that they will feel at home. So I think in this aspect, parang okay na siya.
Hindi lang aktibo sa pagninegosyo si Josh, nagbabahagi din siya ng kaalaman at oras sa mga kawang gawa para kahit papaano ay makatulong sa mga bagong dating, lalo na ang mga kababayang nakikipagsapalaran sa Tasmania. Kaya may pabaon ito sa gustong sumubok sa bagong karera sa buhay.
Leap of faith, I think that was for me the biggest, is hindi, wala talaga akong alam sa negosyo. But then I really just wanted to have na pick up ko yung mga bata, and wag matakot. Like if you really think that you can do it, you can do it. May mga support lang. You just need I guess that support from the community, sa family especially, and lalo na dito sa Tasmania, I'm more connected to different organizations na to help even for, you know, different groups na makakatulong to, I have actually one interview that I've done just 2 weeks ago. This is their training for free, especially sa mga migrants. So I'm connected with that organization too. I'm really, not even have to be joined with gyms. It would just be in any different aspect ng to start a business. You know, connect, because actually meron talaga. Kaya wag matakot. Just jump and plunge into it.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.